the Old Testament reading of Scripture this week in the lectionary. The Old Testament reading comes from Numbers chapter 11, verses 24 through 30. Very rare do we have the book of Numbers in the lectionary. This week, being Pentecost Sunday, the book of Numbers is very important in chapter 11. But I also wanted to let you know what Numbers is all about. It's the story of how the people of Israel failed to enter the Promised Land because they refused to trust God and they were forced to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. The book of Numbers teaches us about the disastrous consequences of rebellion and dissatisfaction. Think about this, though. The Israelites traveled from Mount Sinai to the southern border of the Promised Land, and then after spying out the land, they decided they could not conquer it. And the rest of the book of Numbers finds the Israelites wandering around in the Sinai desert, and we pick up the scripture, chapter 11, verse 24 through 30, New Living Translation. So Moses went out and reported the Lord's words to the people. Then he gathered the 70 leaders and stationed them around the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to Moses. He took some of the spirit that was upon Moses and put it upon the 70 leaders. They prophesied as the spirit rested upon them. But that was the only time this happened. Two men, Eldad and Medad, were still in the camp when the spirit rested upon them. They were listed among the leaders, but had not gone out to the tabernacle, so they prophesied there in the camp. A young man ran and reported to Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' personal assistant since his youth, protested, "Moses, my master, make them stop." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all of the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them all." Then Moses returned to the camp with the leaders of Israel. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.